Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is James Vandenberg, Chief Executive Officer of Trufin, TRU's ticker. James, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure. Thanks, Justin.
Now, you've announced Stargo, the trial of that, and also a trading update as well on the rest of the business there, because, of course, there are sort of four parts of the business. Before we get into all that, James, just quickly explain for people not familiar with Trufin what it's all about, please.
Yeah, so Trufin is a holding company. We have four very interesting businesses within our group, and this year we had a 73% shareholder in the form of Arrowgrass. It was shutting its fund. Before this year, we were an unusual entity, having one shareholder of 73%. We now have a very broad shareholder base of over 17 institutions, household names, institutions, and we have got four very interesting fintech businesses, which we can go into in more detail now.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's start with Stargo. The trial started off back last year, 6 months initially. And then you did an update on June the 10th saying it's going to be extended to today, the 10th of December, and it's been extended again. So why is this, James?
Yeah, so I think just to recap, as you said, about a year ago, we originally signed a commercial pilot phase with Lloyds Bank. Which we said at the time would be should it conclude and we move to a 5-year commercial deal, it would be very material for not just Stargo but for the group of Trufin as a whole. So there's been a lot of focus on this, certainly at Stargo and also at the Trufin level. The functionality within Stargo, I think it's important to say this statement today has been approved by both Trufin and Lloyds. So the language in here, you can imagine, has been carefully selected. And as you can see here, in the second paragraph, it says, as part of this partnership, additional functionality within Stargo is being evaluated by Lloyds as part of a broader remit within the commercial banking offering. So I think your listeners should focus in on the fact that if the commercial, original commercial pilot phase, if it weren't, I wouldn't say successful because we haven't actually formally said it's been a success or not, but I think the relationship between Stargo and Lloyds is fantastic. Lloyds are a fantastic partner for Stargo. And there's obviously other areas of Stargo that Lloyds are now looking at and Stargo is bidding on. So I think you could read that as a positive statement that actually the relationship is going very well. Both parties are happy with each other, and we've said collectively that the commercial pilot now phase will now continue into early 2022. Bear in mind, this is Lloyds Bank is a vast institution that has all sorts of different governance. Restrictions than we as Trufin do. So they are moving at a breakneck speed for them. And as I say, they're a fantastic partner to be dealing with. But if the trial has to extend, by a few more months, then so be it. So we are very, obviously, I'm sure, but all parties would like to have hit this December the 10th deadline. But it is definitely worth waiting for, and you can't push these sorts of transactions faster than they can go. But I can say that both Lloyds and Stargo are working very well together, and we're looking forward to updating shareholders in early 2022 as the results of this pilot phase.
Yeah. Well, it does seem to me. I mean, listen to me, the market never likes delays, but where this is concerned, it does seem like you say that you've announced this and it's been looked at by Lloyd as well. The relationship is getting, you know, broader and deeper. So yeah. It's almost like, you know, good things come to those who wait, in my mind. I know the market doesn't like delays, but it's not going backwards, it's going forward, it's getting better by the sound of it. So I'm happy to wait. And that's early 2022, yeah?
That's exactly. I think that's exactly, so far quicker than I did, Justin, but that's exactly right.
Yeah. So, I mean, and in sort of financial terms, I understand you probably can't give figures because a lot of it is forecasts and stuff, but, you know, what's the significance of this deal with Targa and Lloyd's the Truefin?
Yeah. So, as I said, we said a year ago it would be material for the group, and now we're looking at additional functionality, or Lloyd's looking at additional functionality within Satago. So, it's going to be even more material, naturally. And so naturally, in terms of, yes, we can't talk about exact numbers, but I think this is, Satago has the opportunity, not just because of the Lloyd's transaction, this trial and hopefully commercial phase will be a very significant transaction, but the pipeline of opportunities that have uncovered themselves with household names, names that, you know, you and I have heard of, my mother's heard of, you know, household names is growing growing regularly. So we are extremely confident, increasingly confident that the scale opportunity to Targo is, you know, very, very meaningful. We are very focused on landing this Lloyd's transaction. This is our focus. We are a small organization relative to a Lloyd's. So this is very much being our focus for this year. But once should we sign it, you know, we will be looking at, and we are talking to other partners and moving along at various stages with them. But collectively, I think it's fair to say that the opportunity set within Satago that we can see in front of us now is far bigger than we ever thought it was, you know, certainly even 12 months ago. Mm. And I think that's the way the market's moving, which is great. So the collaboration between large incumbent financial institutions and smaller, more innovative, nimbler players like Satago, those relationships are happening on a far more regular basis. And I think Satago is extremely well positioned to exploit this. But I would say that, you, as I said, these are B2B sales, so trying to time them is very hard. But it's going to be worth the wait.
Yeah. So, like you say, they did sit this in the RNS, the pipeline of strategic partners, and of course, you know, this is not including Lloyd's, is gaining traction there. And so, I mean, it's hard to say, but how big could Satago be? I mean, you know, is it, when you say significant, could it be the size of Truefin or multiples of Truefin in its own right?
It could be multiple size of Truefin. I think you won't meet the CEO who doesn't say this, but I think Truefin's very undervalued today. But nevertheless, I think Satago as a standalone business is multiples of the size of Truefin. You know, if we can exploit this, the opportunity set in front of us, and we really, you know, this is the time to be. If you could see what I could see, you'd be jumping up and down, you know, Justin, knowing you, getting excited. This is the moment to be investing in Satago, because then there is a fantastic pipeline of opportunities for it to come in the coming years.
Yeah, and those, like you said, those partners there you're talking with as well, the pipeline, they're also big, well-known names, are they?
Oh yeah, these are well-known names, not just here but internationally. So yeah, we are very well positioned. And again, I say, reiterate, our focus is to land Lloyd's.
Yeah.
And one of the you know, slight oversights I think we made at the annual results, I think one of your listeners said that, oh, you know, they're talking about other partners, that means that they're de-emphasizing Lloyd's. Far from it, Lloyd's is we are working very closely with Lloyd's. As I say, they're a great partner, and we very much hope to land this in early 2022.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, let's move on to another part of the business. Oxygen, you're saying expect to grow in excess of 30% over the same period in 2020. Recorded its first cash flow positive month during Q4. Is this cash flow positivity likely to, you know, continue and be consistent?
Yeah. So. I think just going back, maybe just right to the start when you asked me to tell listeners about the group, you know, a year ago we had four loss-making businesses Now we've got two profitable businesses, and one of them is Oxygen, which we're really proud about. I just want to publicly say that we are, you know, I've been involved in Oxygen for many years, and it's a really fantastic moment for it to turn cash generative. We said here that Oxygen is fully funded for its growth, requiring no financial support from Trufin. So yes, it is. In answer to your question, yes, it is. Spend with councils is slightly cyclical in terms of where it is in the year, but yes, it requires no further financial support from Trufin going forward. It's a standalone business. Obviously it has support in other ways from Trufin, but in terms of financial support, no, it does not require any further financial support from Trufin.
Yeah. Going back last year to PlayStack, the gaming side of it, Mortal Shell was the star there. It launched sort of 500,000 units, and you've launched that on Steam platform in August. And you're saying negotiations now are to extend the franchise ongoing, so Mortal Shell 2. And of course, there'll be a lot of sales and growth there in revenue wise if you land that. What's the chances of that, in those negotiations being successful?
So we are hopeful that we'll sign Mortal Shell 2. I think a bit like with Lloyd's, these things can't necessarily, negotiations don't go faster than you can't push them faster than they can go. I think it's worth saying that we also have a pipeline, a bit like with Lloyd's, though we're looking to sign Mortal Shell 2, we also have, I want to make sure investors don't just focus on the one thing right in front of us today, whether it be Lloyd's or Mortal Shell 2. We also have a fantastic pipeline of other opportunities and other console signs, which we're going to sign over the coming months.
Excellent stuff. And also just talk about on the ad sort of tech side of you did the beta launch of the brand technology platform, which you call Interact, in November, late November, formal launch expected in Q1. What kind of, again, I don't know if you can put numbers on this, probably not, but I mean, is that going to be financially significant, the ad tech launch?
Yeah, so that is, this is really interesting. The team there have built some fantastic technology, really innovative, and it's going to allow real life brands to be shown and advertised and showcased in games. As I said, we are going to launch it next year formally. It's been beta launch at the moment, which is a little later than we would have liked, and that's as a result of COVID, a lack of in-person events, but it's now formally going to launch in Q1. In terms of financial impact, you don't expect significant financial impact for 2022, but it is the pipeline of opportunities is significant, and we do expect it to grow rapidly, but not have a material impact on the group next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about Virtus. It's almost a steady Eddie, it's doing well. It's, as I say, profitable. Is that going to continue in that vein?
Yeah, a bit like Oxygen, profitable standalone business, doesn't require further support from Trufin, which is great. It's fulfilling a very important need for financial advisors in the UK. There are some other providers, but it's the only truly bespoke a debt offering for those financial planners that want to consolidate at a small level. We're not talking about private equity consolidation here, but at a small level, one planner acquiring another planner. And Virtus has got a really lovely pipeline of opportunities. We said at the annual results that the FCA is taking its time to conclude, not just to sign off deals that Virtus is doing, but it's been slightly overwhelmed by COVID too. So the pipeline is getting bigger, and we definitely await the FCA approvals for various deals being signed off. But the pipeline is fantastic. It's run by a great guy called Matt Murray, and we have a wonderful relationship with Transact, which is another significant listed player that we renegotiated our 3-year deal with them this year, and we renegotiated our debt facility with a high street bank also this year. So there's been a lot of work to position now Virtus for the coming years ahead. But there's a fantastic pipeline, as you can see there. We're expecting a loan book of 22 million by the end of Q1 22, and a 3-year loan book of target of £50 million. So very happy with that business.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And last question here, someone said this, and I suppose it's worth looking at the way this is phrased. Is it, do you need to raise money?
So there's no immediate plan to raise money. The opportunity, we have a, it's worth saying, we have a queue of people who would like to invest in Trufin. today. There are all sorts of areas we could invest further, you know, namely, you know, most obviously from this conversation, Satago, but there are multiple, there are endless ways we as a group could raise capital. We've got a very good track record of raising debt. You know, as I say, investors are looking, have asked us whether, you know, we would take their money, but we are, today we have no immediate plan to raise equity.
And so if you did, I mean, essentially it's to scale up faster, is that right? Or to grow faster?
It's to grow faster, yeah. It's if you could see the opportunity set in front of us, Justin, I think you'd be begging us to take your money to execute. There's some great opportunities ahead of us.
Yeah, absolutely. So suffice to say, are you quite excited and happy with how Truefin is performing, James?
I am. What I'm pleased about is that, you know, despite COVID, which I think, you know, it's easy to forget, even though we're now in Plan B. Despite COVID, you know, as I say, we were in a very different position a year ago with a very large 73% shareholder looking to wind down their fund and therefore their position in Truefin, to now having a really fantastic shareholder base, to have of four businesses loss-making, to move two to profitability during this year, and to have, you know, what is a very significant opportunity at both Satago and PlayStack in front of us as well. So really big growth opportunities. So we have, you know, I'm very pleased. Obviously, I'm never going to be entirely happy. I don't think anyone ever is, but there's lots for us to do still. But if we can, next year is a really exciting year ahead of us, with, you know, multiple different catalysts across the group. So I'm, you know, it's going to be a very, hopefully, certainly interesting, hopefully fun 2022.
Yeah, excellent stuff. James, good to chat to you. And like I say, hopefully we'll catch up in the new year and may the sort of growth continue. But until then, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for your time, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.